When I start feeling down and blue, Gilbert Guns Unlimited. If I start feeling paranoid or unsettled, Gilbert Guns Unlimited. If I've got the weight of the world on my shoulders and a couple of new psychoses and neuroses, Gilbert Guns Unlimited. Because you walk through the door and you look in the counter at all those pretty babies. Ooh, yeah. I say, I want to look at that one there. And then Art will slide open the case and hand it to me. And I'll go, ooh, yeah, come to Papa, come to Papa, come to Papa, come to Papa. Yeah, or maybe I'll spin around with a pair of binoculars and look at the traffic out there on Rockville Pike. Maybe I'll try on a holster just to feel the cold leather against my hot, burning skin. Oh, God, Gilbert Guns Unlimited. Almost erotic. Cold steel, my hot face. Gilbert Guns Unlimited. See them. They're great. Anything you need, they got it. And let them match the price. If you're going to, like, say, hey, I found a Blaumann Ford 2976B with extra magazine. And here's what they're charging. At least run it by Gilbert Guns Unlimited. Give them a chance to match the price. Gilbert Guns. And they got great safes, too, that are as good, if not better, than the Browning and the Treadlock safes. Well, $200 to $300 less than those big names. Same locking mechanism, same greatest deal, even better hinges. So get on in there and say, and they'll know you were sent by a bulky man. Gilbert Guns, located at 1020 Rockville Pike, open Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday and Friday till 8 p.m., and Saturdays 10 to 5. Man alive, give them a try. It's Gilbert Guns Unlimited on Rockville Pike. What am I on? Good morning.
Okay. I'm calling if it's possible to say hi to my husband. He's in his tractor trailer. He came to your show the other day, and I'd love to say hi to him this morning.
Sure. What the hell? Got some code you want to give him?
No, just tell him that I'm taping your show for him.
Huh?
And I love him.
Oh, God.
And would you say hi to him?
All right. What's his name?
Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, Bo Buck, but not... Nope. Shirley Ellis nearly got me in big trouble. All right. It's 17 minutes before 8 o'clock. With the grease. You want to want it, Van Halen? Run around, buddy, run around. Oh, man, this is great, isn't it? Dropping stories and having laughs. 13 before 8 o'clock, 4321-101 is my telephone number, 1-800-33-DC-101. Feel free to dial me up at any time for any reason, and I'll help you, hold you, whatever you need. I'm completely at your service. I am your slave when it comes to type of behavior. I'll provide you with a Peter pocket. I'll rub my powerful thumbs in the back of your neck, soothing the aches and pains of society. 101, breaker.
Great.
Yes.
I gotta ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I've been going with this girl for 6 years.
6 years going with this girl. Gotcha.
Looking like we're gonna get married.
Marriage, check.
Never hobbled anybody else.
Right.
Is it gonna cause problems in the future?
Have you never hobbled anybody but her?
Nobody but her.
Has she ever hobbled anybody but you?
No.
You'll both be at each other's throats in 10 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's only natural, sir, that you're going to want to wonder what someone will be like. You'll meet a neighbor who will drive you absolutely out of your mind. Your thoughts will be possessed with her. And she, likewise, when she's with the other girl, saying, oh, I remember when I used to date Harry. He was a nice guy, but he was just so big. And, well, I like being with him. And I used to date Billy, and, oh, God, you know what? He was a gourmet. I'm telling you what, Billy, I couldn't get away from that puppy. I mean, he'd sit there with a spoon and a lemon slice and a salt shaker, and 45 minutes would go by. And she'll be like, all I got is you.
Oh, man.
So she'll wonder and compare. So maybe you ought to have a fling.
Have a fling.
Yeah. What are you guys doing for dinner tonight?
Well,
I'm only kidding.
All right. I've been meaning to ask you that.
I don't know. I just think there are people that are together that have always, had only each other. But I think there's a potential for disaster there if your brain starts working, especially in this modern society. I mean, back when people lived on farms, there wasn't a whole lot of temptation. But now you're talking a city where people have X-rated tapes at their disposal. Your wife will be over at somebody's house. And, you know, those guys they get for those movies. Where do they find those guys? So vascular, so huge.
And then you go. The next thing you know, disaster.
Yeah, I just want you to be careful.
All right.
And but love your woman. Give it a shot.
All right, what the hell?
What the hell is right? You can always, maybe it'll work out. Maybe that'll be the only thing you ever want. I hope that's the case. It's just curiosity. I'm not saying you're going to fall out of love with your wife, but if you've never had anybody else, curiosity can sometimes be a tremendous burden to bear.
That's the problem, curiosity.
But then you call me, huh?
When
you get tempted, buddy, when you get tempted.
I'll be on the phone.
All right, good, because I'll help you out, because there are things you can do, sir. It's not worth torching a whole marriage. Just have a meaningless liaison just to satisfy your curiosity, and then you lose the most beautiful thing you got. So let's do some bumpage.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. I know you're going to like it, so take off your pants now. Your little baby brother, he can do it with ease. You can't get someone
pregnant or a social disease. So come on, come on to the 6-Minute Workout with me.
Just use your favorite grip now. Everybody,
jump up, jump back. Well, I think you've got the knack.
Now that you can do it, let's form a chain now.
Everybody do the 6-Minute Workout.
A chugga chugga motion like a railroad train now.
Everybody do the 6-Minute Workout.
Do it nice and easy if you feel so inclined. No matter what your mother says, it won't make you blind. So come on, come on, do the 6-Minute Workout with me.
Just use your fingertips now. Everybody,
jump up, jump back. You don't need a vacuum jack.
You don't need a vacuum jack.
Gag it up and down in a locomotion.
Everybody do the 6-Minute Workout.
Or do it with your other hand if you get the notion.
Everybody do the 6-Minute Workout.
Do it anytime cause you don't need an excuse. You're basking in the glory of hydraulic abuse. So come on, do the 6-Minute Workout with me.
Just use your favorite grip now.
Everybody, jump up, jump back. When I think you've got the knack.
So grab a Dixie cup so you avoid a faux pas now.
Everybody do the 6-Minute Workout.
And choose your favorite method, do a cheap Shangri-La now.
Everybody do the 6-Minute Workout.
Do the Elvis Presley if you feel like a man. The chimpanzee or maybe you prefer the Tarzan. So come on, do the 6-Minute Workout. Come on, do the 6-Minute Workout. Come on, do the 6-Minute Workout with me.
Everybody do the 6-Minute Workout.
Oh, yeah!
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, switch. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, feel that man boy twitching. And around and a pound, 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 and up and a down, and oh, that night, and oh, that's good, and oh, that's sweet, sweet, sweet. All right, let's do the road flare. Make a fish with your right hand, and make believe that bad boy's a road flare, and start that thing. You know how you start a road flare. You whack, 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 and a whack, 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 and a bang, 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 and a, oh, that's good, and a, oh, that's nice. Let's do shucking the corn. Like you're sitting on the farm, and you're sitting with your marm, and you're sitting there shucking that corn. Chuck that thing, and down the slide, and oh, that's good. This is not to be confused with peeling the banana, whereby you use just your fingertips. Peeling the banana. Oh, that's good, and oh, that's nice, and oh, that's good, and a once or twice, and it feels so good, and it's so complete when oh, that's good, pointing at your feet, and oh, that's good. Let's do the Teddy Roosevelt. Stick your belly out there and yell, bullet!
Yeah, bullet for you and a bullet for me and a bullet moose body and a hobbledoo gee and San Juan Hill and I get my fill and a ha 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 and a bullet for you. Hard and good and all and nice and ha 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 and a one shot twice.
All right, let's clean up, guys. I'm noticing a bit of a fetid ring of crust. Grab those toothbrushes on the TV tray in front of you and where with the right and a pump, pump, pump and oh, that's good and out of sight and a brush, brush, brush and you feel that rush for the Pico Pay and the old Bombays and oh, that's good and oh, that's nice and ooh, ooh. All right, let's do Cops. You know that TV show Cops? They always show them holding that door knocker downer thing, that battering ram. So yeah, two guys on either side of you. Everybody grab the fuselage and run them into the door. That's it. Oh, that's good. And you're doing the cops and open it up and it's the police and we're going to give you grease and oh, that's good. And a bang, bang, bang and open up and we got a warrant. You're going to get a torrent. Face, face, face. And oh, that's good. Yeah, that is so nice. Freestyle. Anything you want. Oh, I see. There's somebody doing a chimpanzee. There's somebody doing a flashlight. That's very nice. Oh, very good. Albert DeSalvo. You over there, the Venetian blinds. Very nice. Albert DeSalvo. Very nice. Yeah, it's three or four guys doing the elephant walk, which is a little unsavory, but very nice. All right. Choose your mode of expression there. Anything's up for grabs. Maybe with the new Elvis stamp, you'll want to do the Elvis. That's fine. Or the chimpanzee, which is good, too. Or the winner's circle. I think I'm going to do the winner's circle. The winner's circle. You ever seen these people when they won a race? They always get the champagne bottle, and they shake it up, and they squirt everybody with it. They spray the whole crowd. So at the moment of Shangri-La, I want you to go ahead and put your thumb directly over the tip and take her up like you bury your way. Ready? Let's give a little hydraulic attack. The winner's circle. Yeah.
I got to take a quick pause. We got to let the crew in here. So let me let you listen to the news while I run down. Get me a Peter Parker.
And now, DC 101 presents Rod Allen Fritz with the news and Dick DeLuca with traffic.
WWDC FM, Washington. It's 8 o'clock. Tens of thousands of anti-abortion demonstrators are expected to mark the 20th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision with a march in Washington. President Clinton will also mark the anniversary. He's to ease federal restrictions on abortion counseling. President Clinton has given no clues as to where he'll look for a new attorney general now that Zoe Baird has withdrawn her nomination over the controversy surrounding her employment of illegal aliens. The attorney general position is the only one unfilled in Clinton's cabinet. Virginia would toughen its drunken driving laws under legislation endorsed by a House Justice Committee. Under the bill endorsed yesterday, anyone cited for drunken driving with a 0.08% blood alcohol content would be presumed drunk by the courts. This DC 101 Budweiser Sports Update being brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing beats a Bud. The Blackhawks Chicago shut down Washington's deadly power play last night. Beating the Capitals for the sixth straight time on the ice of the Chicago Stadium. The 6-2 victory kept the Blackhawks 4 points ahead of second-place Detroit in the NHL's Norris Division. The Washington Bullets released 36-year-old Bernard King yesterday, saying he did not fit in with their plan to rebuild with youth. The Bullets play the Phoenix Suns tonight at the Capitol Center. It's going to be a sloppy day. We'll have spotty drizzle this morning. Considerably cloudy later on in the day. 40% chance of late afternoon showers. High 50. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers in the evening. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild. High temp with a low 50. Sunday's outlook variably cloudy and becoming breezy. Chance of morning showers. High 45 to 50. Right now, 40 degrees. This is Rod Allen Fritz. Northwest section of D.C. got an incident at 16th Street Military and on New Jersey Avenue in New York. You can expect some slowing in these areas. On the Virginia side, traffic slows. There's a stalled vehicle. It's been removed near the Wilson Bridge. Two right-hand lanes at the GW Parkway under the 14th Street Bridge are still moving slowly there. So you got some bollocks ups here and there. How's your story? Up in a minute. The Big Beluga, Dick Beluga, D.C. 101 traffic. Great day. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock with the green man moving at a high rate of speed. Let me get down on one knee and show you just what I can do.
Turn me loose. Let me go. I'm about to feel good. Say it. Turn me loose. Let me go. I'm about to feel good.
It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. Good morning. What do you do? Dum deep. Let me check the picture window here. Oh, God, look at that. Nasty. No, that's nasty. Nasty day. Soon it's going to rain. I can feel it. Soon it's going to rain. I can tell. Soon it's going to rain. What are we going to do? They couldn't wait. They just couldn't wait for my big behind. Well, I guess, you know, people got places to go, things to do. Everybody's in such a rush nowadays, you know? Nobody just takes it easy. You know, let's relax. Come on, with me. Take a deep breath. Oh, that's nice. You gotta breathe. You know, if I
knew in time,
who's this guy?
Love again.
Hey, I like it. That's very nice.
Never knowing how or where.
Get down, buddy. Get down. Yeah, but you know, we're laughing at this. But, you know, frankly, we're so heavily into getting things done. People don't, really, they don't smell the roses. And a lot of times when you travel, you know, that used to be an occasion, traveling. It used to be a broadening experience. You'd go someplace. You'd learn about people. You'd actually enjoy the trip. Now everybody's like, let's get there. Let's get there. For crying out loud, let's get there. Nobody ever takes the time to breathe deep. And, if I could say anything nice about Estelle, that's what I'd say. She, you know, I'd say, okay, we can get the National Airport and then we'll change planes in Savannah. After Savannah, she'd say, hey, let's just relax. We'll go direct. I said, but there are no direct flights. You have to change in Savannah. She'd say, hey, we'll take the train. I said, the train? She said, yeah, the train. You watch the countryside going by. It's kind of nice. So I said, all right. So we get on the train and it's kind of sweet. We're parking. We're having fun. We're watching the meadows go by. Every now and then, I'd lean out the window, the conductor would be driving, I'd make that pumping motion, and he'd be like, sweet. And still be like, stop making him blow the horn like that.
Come on, one more time, dude.
Anyway, tonight. We're taking this train ride to see her mother down in Apalachicola. And I'm just kind of getting into the rhythm of the train ride. You know how the train goes along? I'm getting a little woozy when the door to our compartment slides open, and here comes another couple. And, you know, they were a striking couple, I'll be honest with you. When they walked into the train and sat down across from us, I was mesmerized by those And I, grudgingly, I looked at him, and he was kind of a bulky guy, and looked pretty bold. And I could see, I looked over Stella, and she had a little bead of sweat. She had a little bead of sweat on her face. Of course, the guy was a little forward.
Your wife has great cooters.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, your wife's looking pretty sweet, too. So we just sat into the trip, me looking at his wife, he looking at my wife. When all of a sudden, the train goes through a tunnel. So we're in the tunnel and thrown into pitch blackness while we're going through this tunnel for about 30, 40 seconds. All of a sudden, we come out of the tunnel, and the guy's smiling diabolically. He says to me, hey, buddy, while we were going through the tunnel, I squeezed your wife's tata. I said, oh, yeah? That's nothing. Here, smell my fingers. Jack with Johnny Bunker. It's 7 minutes after eight. Yeah, DC 101. Boogie boogie all night long, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're rocking. You know what? You throw some pita pockets in there, and life becomes triple sweet, buddy. Life becomes triple sweet. 4-3-2-1-1-1-1-800-33-DC-101. It's about 10 minutes after 8 o'clock with the Grease Man. Delighted you could make it by. Lord, delighted you could make it by. All right, let me see what else we got on the topicality roster. And besides Zoe, I'm sure all day long they'll be talking about Zoe, that lady that... will no longer be the Attorney General. I wonder who they'll get now. Did anybody say who they're going to get for that thing?
Imagine what that couple is saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you mean the illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably haven't heard about it. If they can't read the lingo. Well, it's probably down there in the Latino. They probably broadcast it on the Latin stations, I guess. Yeah, we are so sorry, Senor Albert. We had no idea you would help us, and now you get borhagged. Oh, that's okay, Manuel. I didn't want the job anyway. Okay, that means you still take care of our kids? No, you take care of my kids. Baltimore County police have arrested a man who set his girlfriend's car on fire and then locked himself in his house and refused to come out. You see that? My daily tally of who's slinging lead at who in the name of love. Police say the man and his girlfriend got into an argument, so the man set the woman's car on fire. When police went to his house in the whatever block of Hunter Green Road at 1 o'clock this morning, he locked himself in, refused to leave. But they waited, and 6:30 this morning he came out. Can you imagine that? You have an argument, the next thing you know, that's a way to handle it, huh?
Take that! There goes your Cordoba! Take a look at that! Now, when I say snarling, I mean snarling! Look at it! Well, your mom's Bonneville is next!
But then he realized what he did, and he was seen at 6:30 this morning out on the street.
I'm so happy, you know, I'm so happy that I was a part of this organization, and I just wish I had a chance to say thanks to them. They were all supportive, and that helps a lot. I just got to go back to the beginning again. It's been a long road to get here. It's going to be a long road to get back, but I'm not going to give up. I've worked too hard.
And, of course, he didn't let, you know, meanwhile, he's doing that, there's flames all around, and cars in the background. Gas tank finally cut loose. Her chihuahua in the back seat. But the damn thing is, you know, tomorrow they'll both probably be... That's all right, honey. I was tired of that car anyway. Just everybody try to keep calm, okay? Can we go with that motto and let's keep calm or we'll be hating life. 4-3-2-1-1-1 is my telephone number, 1-800-33-DC-101. Got all kinds of goodies lined up for you today. And lots of topicality. What else is going on in the news? I'm sick of the president's in there. He's happy. Did I hit all my topicality? That's kind of wacky. Listen to this. The real thing is not what callers got at the Coca-Cola Bottling Company in Miles City, Montana. The company's phone number was one digit off in the city's new phone book. So how do you like that? So this ain't Coke's fault. It's apparently the phone book. That'll happen every now and then. The phone company put the wrong phone number next to Coca-Cola. So what they got was sexy girls talking, willing to fulfill your every fantasy. Can you imagine that? You're calling up. You want to ask them, hey, you know, you ought to bring those original style bottles back. I really got them. As a matter of fact, let me call the Coca-Cola company now. So there you are. And then it's...
Now, put your legs a little further apart.
Okay.
Bend your knees. All right. And give me a kiss.
Hello, can I speak to the chairman of the board, please?
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
I beg your pardon?
You want to go out, honey?
Spend
any money?
I'm calling for the chairman...
Come here, cutie. Hey, come here.
Wow. The hell are you putting
see
in that soda?
I said, come here.
All right. Well, man, my God. Hello. I'd like to make an official signal. Hello? Let me speak to the president, please. All the nerve, huh? Yeah, what a mess there. What a geschäft. It's 15 minutes after 8 with the Grease Man bringing him together. Got the doobie.
Down around the corner. Keep on moving.
He's the only one that has the doobie. Yeah. Oh, that is so good. Long train running there. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock with the Grease Man. 4321, what is my telephone number? And, all right, let's take a phone call or two and see who's up and around this morning. Why not? 101, good morning.
Grease Man.
Yes, sir. What's your situation?
Lady down below me.
A lady down below you? Yes, yes.
Well, I guess, like, we got a thing going, but the problem is, though, she's married.
Wait a minute. Are you having actual English with this lady below you?
Yeah.
And she is married. So how does this work? Her husband goes off to work. Bye, honey. Goodbye. See ya. Have a great day. Okay. And then you come down the stairs and who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Yeah. No worries. Yeah.
And then you're there all afternoon lying around in this guy's bed, drinking his beer, smoking his cigarettes, and then you hear the car crunching in the gravel and you bail out into the corridor and up the stairs?
No, not exactly, but no.
I mean, the second you see him drive away, you're like, here I am.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
So
well, after our kids go to school.
Oh, at least you have a shred of human decency.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So what's your question, sir? Your question.
Well,
don't listen to the radio. Talk to me.
Oh, what should I do? Well, she's married to her husband. She has two kids. We're talking about getting together, going down to Florida.
What kind of excuse is he going to believe so that you can take his wife and go to Florida with her?
Well, I don't know. See, because, we're good friends, and I tell him, you know, I say, well, Don, you know, you're going to have to get out, you know, because I'm taking over your old lady.
What?
Yeah.
You're good friends with that guy?
Yeah.
A good friend wouldn't be zapping his buddies, honey. I mean, that's what friendship's all about. Oh, sure, sometimes you'll be attracted to your friend's boo. And maybe she'll be attracted to you. The part of being a friend is knowing when to say negatory. Even though it would be...
But, yeah, he's a butthole.
All right, sir. Well, then he's not your friend. But, anyway, I'm trying to make...
I should do it.
Well, I think you're... You know, sometimes guys can take a dim view... Some guys can take a dim view over views messing with their wives. So I think maybe if you should wean yourself out of the situation until she decides what she wants to do with her life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's getting her life back on track, then you can jump in. But, you know, if he finds out about this, you know, lead could fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Or you could just face off 10 paces, spin and fire.
Well, yeah, I'd rather do that.
Huh?
I'd rather do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. It's terrible, sir. The people are going to be hurt. She's a mother. She has children.
Yeah, but see, you know, she wants her children to come with us. But the problem is, though, is that...
Well, if you want to back out, you can always say, I never said I was going to take her to Florida, Your Honor. I just promised to tamper with her. All right. Well, sir, just be careful. You know, you don't even need me to give you advice. I know a lot of times people call me, they already know the answer. They just want me to bless it. You know you're in a kind of a dangerous situation, so be careful, okay?
Thanks, bud.
That's why men name their hydraulics. They don't want to be led around by a total stranger. Look at you.
Putting yourself in that kind of compromising position, sir. Risking your life, in essence, before this man may even
hear this conversation, you'll be hating life. So be careful, okay? There's a million single women out there.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, though, is me getting a hold on you. I drive a nice, fast car.
Yeah?
Yeah, I drive two motorcycles. Yeah, a sports bike and a Harley.
A regular Joey Chitwood.
I ride them around and everything, and it was like, would you take a full ride and everything, then, taking you on home.
How do you like that? You see, there's a whole segment of society, they don't worry about what the latest Solzhenitsyn novel was, to have light bander on the cocktail table. They don't worry about whether or not they can talk... knowledgeably on the issues of the day. It's like, we'll go for a ride? Okay, great, take me home. And then it's, no conversation. This is you, right?
Yeah.
Your motorcycle. Your fast car.
Yeah.
Dog licking your mom's face. You got a dog?
Yeah, got three of them.
Oh, no, what a mess.
You lock them out of the room or do they scratch at the door?
They go outside in the yard.
Okay, well, I just want you to be careful. You know, we're joking around about a very volatile situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, Grease, the thing is, though, my friend, right? She says I got bigger hydraulics.
All right, sir. I think we've gone far enough. You understand what the deal is, so I must move along, but do be careful. Tune in again for Spotlight on the Inbred. Unbelievable. 101. Good morning.
I just wanted to say that I wondered why you give the girl such a hard time about not wanting to listen to you. I just listened to the girl earlier who was taping the show for her husband, and I'm doing the same thing for my friend, and we love you.
Well, that's great. No, I'm just saying that I'm not giving people a hard time that don't want to listen. I know it's America. God bless it. You're entitled to like what you like, and I know that not everybody's going to like my kind of presentation, but what I don't like is when people get married and have totally different senses of humor. I think they're just a recipe for disaster down the road, and they should break up immediately.
I agree. But they should never get together to begin with.
Right.
You should
have the grease man test.
That's right.
Right. Before you propose to anyone, drive around there and listen to me on the radio. If you're with someone who goes, ew, that's disgusting, it may well be, but I say divorce that person immediately anyway.
Or just open the car door and push
it. It works two ways. I've run into the guy, you know, women that are with guys that just are, maybe they don't want the thought of their woman listening to me, envisioning the grotesque overdevelopment surrounding them. Fantasizing about the slap, slap, slap of those distended agent doodots. Huh? Dreaming! Dreaming of lopsidoman. Holding them close. And their boyfriends are a little intimidated that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but you gotta laugh together.
That's it. I say you got to laugh together, and I'm glad you do, madam, and I salute you. You're very kind. Thank you so much for the call. That's the key. You know, when you discover each other, you find out who likes marmalade. When you decide what movies you like, and then one day, someone says, well, you know, I get up in the morning, and I listen to the grease, man. And if she goes, you mean you listen to Johnny Bulky? Johnny Avocado? Well, sir, I love you! It's not just a radio show, it's a catalyst for love. Bridging the gap between men and women. You can listen every day, sharing the laughter and the nuances. And if you commute separately, at the end of the day, bring a yellow legal pad and jot down your favorite bits. Over dinner, you can say, hey, what was your favorite? Did you like that south of the border where the donkey was... No, I kind of prefer that full frontal speckling that he administered to that person who so sorely needed it. Ah, but who cares, honey? As long as I have you and we have the grease... our meaningless lives are worth living. So, don't look at this as fiddle-faddle. Don't look at this as a waste of your time. Look at it as an investment in your romantic future. So come, pull yourself closer to the woofers and the tweeters. Listen to the rumble of my basso profundo. For in so doing, you may find the ultimate bliss. Not responsible to any damage to your cerebral canals, stirrup, or tympanum due to the intense nature of the grease band ring dang door. Thank you. It's 26 after 8. All right, sounds a little good to me, Lord. Sounds a little good to me. Sounds a little good. I knew it would. It sounds a little good to me. Sounds a little good to me. Let me tell you about Gilbert Guns Unlimited. Gilbert Guns Unlimited. These guys are unbelievable. That's what I want to do when I grow up. I want to work at Gilbert Guns Unlimited. I want to be behind the counter of the place, able to touch everyone, able to take it off the off the counter and heft that bad boy. I want to be able to sell the binoculars and the gun safes. I want to be able to give people knowledgeable information on anything they need to do about guns or any of the fun things and hunting and going, John. I want to be able to one day find my Valhalla, and that'll be Gilbert Guns behind the counter with a cheery smile on my face. Yes, can I help you? Sure, we can order one of those. Oh, yes, that was made by the Blauman Arms Company back in 1932. They made 17 of this variety, 14 of this variety. Yes, Gilbert Guns Unlimited on Rockville Pike. They know everything about guns. So when you have a question or you're going to buy something and you're not sure if you get the right price, by all means, double check. Go ahead, pick their brain. They like it. That's why they're there. They're in their Valhalla, too. Gilbert Guns Unlimited on Rockville Pike. They're at 1020 Rockville Pike, open Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 5. Man alive, you got to get into Gilbert Guns Unlimited and discover what real manly fun is. Go in there just to talk, just to browse, just to breathe deep, man. Gilbert Guns Unlimited makes my jeans put on weight just talking about them. It's 8:30 and time for the Rigger Report, which is brought to you by Whitetail Skiing. Morning, John.
As we all know, the New England Patriots just hired Bill Parcells. That's the big news in sports today, I think. I'm not sure what kind of impact that's going to have on that particular team, AFC.
Thank you, John. Let me tell everybody about Whitetail Skiing, because Whitetail Skiing, hop on again, is the best. Yeah, you go to Whitetail and hang on now. Hang on tight. Don't say I didn't warn you, because it's intense. There's a 1,000-foot vertical drop. Yeah, Whitetail Skiing provided the best quality skiing in the region at 16 trails, the best snowmaking capabilities. Chances are, even when it doesn't seem like ski weather down here, you can bet it. Up in the mountains, man, it's snowing to beat your pants off you. Now, 1-717-328-9400. Come on, look at this. Look at this piddling weather. See this mist we got coming down, this rain? Up there in Whitetail, that snow coming down. It's cozy. Fires are crackling, and people are coming down those trails. 16 of them. Whipping left and right, so jump in your car, get the gang together, charter a bus, have fun. Now, for your convenience, half of Whitetail's lift tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. But if you still want to plan ahead, just call Whitetail at 1-717-328-9400 to reserve your place in the snow. If you can't make it on the weekend, the snow's great during the week, plus there's plenty of special programs for everybody, like Women's Days on Tuesday and snowboarding fun throughout the week. Come on, ski Whitetail. Have fun. Don't forget, don't curse your winter. Don't shake your fist at it. Ski Whitetail, and you'll be glad. And it's fun. Whitetail Skiing. Nothing else comes close. Here's the number, 1-717-328-9400. The Rigger Report has been brought to you by Whitetail Skiing. All right, let's rock. Still got more topicality. They're looking for another woman to replace Zoe Baird, by the way. That's the lady. Did she bow out? They're looking for another. It's 26 minutes before 9 with the Grease and you too. DC-101. I love that thing. You too action with the Grease Man. All right, on your feet. Let's go. All right, let me show you how Tito Fuente taught me how to dance. Years ago, when he and I were importing illegal rum to Guatemala. Yeah. Hey. All right. Yeah, that's it. Heimlich maneuver. Yeah, man. I'm going to take me a whirlwind tour to Adams Morgan later on this weekend and feel the salsa sound. Oh, that is nice. Oh. Yeah. You know, there's another place where you can get anything you want. Adams Morgan. You go down there, hell, you can get Bugs Bunny in Spanish if you want. It's really wild. El Conejo! Bugsy! Bugsy El Conejito! Yeah, great. I went in there one time, you know, because it is a spicy, earthy kind of place. And I walked into this card shop. They tarjetas para todas las ocasiones. I said, it says you got cards for all occasions. You got every occasion. Señor Gringo, we are the biggest card shop in the world. You know? I said, you got a greeting card for somebody that's giving you crabs? Something you can... He said, I don't
no, señor Gringo, that is an unusual request, but we do advertise we have got for a location. Let me check it for you. So he goes sambaing down the line of cars. I follow him. I'm doing the quacka while I'm following. We're undulating our hips. He said, let me check the VD selection here. Here's our joke card selection. Card for the crab. He said, well, Senor Gringo, the closest I can come is thanks for the buggy ride.
The Grease Man, DC 101.
It's Coons. You got to see these people to believe them. 101, hello.
Hey, Grease.
Sir.
How you doing?
I'm very well. Hey, how are you?
Good. I had a question for you on my engagement.
Okay.
I got engaged last November.
Hey, great.
But it's going to be a long engagement.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know what you thought about long engagements.
Those are generally guys trying to wriggle out of being married, so they put it off eventually, so they have this endless engagement.
But I'm not trying to get out of it. See, she's going to be a doctor. She's in optometry school right now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she doesn't get done until May of 94. So we thought it would be better if we waited until she got done. What do you think?
I think it's good. And then maybe she'll treat me free as a professional courtesy.
Hey, anytime.
Because, you know, I used to be a gynecologist, and she's going to be an optometrist. See, as a matter of fact, she might help me off. After all those years I spent in growing to college, everything's looking fuzzy.
Hey, Grace, you stop by any time.
I appreciate that, buddy, but good luck. I hope she's not using you to get through medical school. That would be disastrous.
DC-101 and Boston.
Man, oh, man, we're talking vicious air guitar playing going on in the studio this morning. I'm working off them pita pockets, I tell you that. Working off them pita pockets. Well, you know, I gotta, because, you know, you do get a lot of, as they say in the nutrition business, empty calories when you take a drink. You know, you get some empty calories. Doesn't really do a lot for you, but that's why I limit myself to one drink. I figure if you have just one, you're limiting your amount of empty calories. So here's my one drink of the day. Oh, God, yes. Oh, sometimes I'll drink it while I'm sitting in the tub. And then I'm shopping the dude, it feels so good. Oh, yes, I know it's a must. There's that ring of crust that I am dying. Cover my nosy, holy, holy mosey. It's my Polaris sub-imitation. Oh, Polaris is breaking the surface of the water. Yes, an historic day in American history. The Polaris sub. Now it's getting ready to launch its first Trident missile. All right, let me lower the bottle down. Look at that buoyancy. All them swimmers must feel like they're in a diving bell. Yeah, boy, when I finish a bath like this, I am so clean. All right, enough of that. Well, good morning.
Chris, man, how you doing today?
Fine.
I got a big problem, man.
Go ahead. What's your problem, sir?
All right. I went out with this girl for 4.5 years.
4.5 years with you?
Okay. This past July, she broke up with me.
Oh, no.
Okay. That ain't half of it yet. 2 nights ago, she calls me up.
Yes?
And she wants me to come over.
Yes.
And all she wants to do is hobble all night long. So I went over there, did that the night before last, and the same thing happened last night. And
What's your problem, sir?
I want to get back with her, but I don't know if I should.
Well, she doesn't want you back. She just wants to use you for your body. She's got some other people that she's involved with. She grew bored with you, but the sexual part of your relationship still continued proudly. So if you can handle it, if you can take yourself out of the emotional part, maybe love her on a scale of 1 to 10 instead of out of 10, love her on a 7.5, you can still enjoy the schleiches without throwing yourself into total emotional upheaval.
All right, Grease.
And then you can find a regular girlfriend.
I'm trying.
She's got a regular boyfriend. She's just using you for sexual release. Someone else is hearing the true heart of her. As long as you understand that, then you have a regular girlfriend. You're all legal and overage. What the hell?
True.
Be careful.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Grease.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Life sometimes is cruel. 101, hello.
Grease Man.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy? Got
I'm
a lawman on the line.
Great.
I'm just getting ready to
go out and do a little head busting here in
a little head busting. Great.
We got the Operation Rescues in town today, so I'm polishing up the old.
You'll be dragging them. You'll be dragging them
on the old 5-gallon canister of cayenne pepper spray. That's our latest.
You got the large. Yeah, man, you get the large size. Well, it's a different kind of police work. I mean, 20 years ago, nobody went to jail unless they stopped by D.C. General first. I mean, you didn't, you know, in the old days, you'd have people blocking an intersection or crowding up a place, and the policeman would say, attention, you are in violation of D.C. law. You must now disperse. Repeat, you must disperse. And then if they didn't disperse, the police would let them eat gas. Next thing you know, people are scattering and running, and those that are still sitting there, quick stop at D.C. jail, then you go in the can. Now they do. When all these various groups and organizations protest, they go up to the head police officer in charge, give them a typewritten list. These are all the people that are going to be arrested today, and here's our Social Security numbers. Okay? And then they just step orderly into the paddy wagon. But in the old days, nobody went to jail unless they made a stop by the hospital. I ain't saying it's good. I ain't saying it's bad. And you're saying it's a changing America. And as they load up their cayenne pepper, huh? Oh, God, I'll make you look. Get ready, officer. There you go, huh? That's cayenne calling right there. Yeah. Hang on. Sweet. Hello, Fifth Precinct, Sokolowski. What? I don't care if you're stuck in a tree. We're on a cayenne run, lady. You don't understand, right? Uh-huh. He'll come down eventually. Yeah, I tell you what. All right, let's rock here. Enough of this hot... 4321-101. 1-800-33-DC-101. It's 8 before 9. Spotty drizzle ending early this morning. Considerably cloudy. Milder later on in the day. We're talking 50 degrees. And then... late afternoon showers. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers in the evening, clearing later at night, low in the 30s. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild with a high temperature low 50. Sunday's outlook variably cloudy, becoming breezy. But the chance of morning showers, high 45 to 50. And right now, we're 42-ish, 43. It's acceptable. Coming up, a lot of people said, Grease Man, this is what do you think caused you to... What do you think caused you to go off in life? Well, I had a childhood trauma. And if you can hang on 1 second, let me clear the deck so I don't have to rush myself, and I will spill my guts about what happened to make me the man that I am.
All right, listen up, sports fans. If you're tired of watching the big games on a little TV, then...
I'm upon my knee, and I'll spill my guts, and maybe you'll have a better understanding about how I am. I was a little boy, and I was headed up to my room one night, and Mom and Dad's door was suspiciously closed. Stopping to investigate, I listened outside the door and... I thought, whoa. I opened the door wide and stood there at the foot of the bed. And stared. I said, Daddy! He turned around and he was like, yeah. I said, what are you doing? He said, horseback riding. And, I said, well, if you're horseback riding, can I ride too? And he said, well, I guess so. So I climb on top of Daddy's shoulders. And then he begins again. Yeehaw! Well, we're going along. About 10 minutes, all of a sudden, I see my mama's eyes roll up in her head and her teeth start to clamp down. Her back start to arch. I said, hang on tight, Dad. This is where me and the milkman usually get thrown off.
Oh, no!
And you ask why I drank it. Dip, 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 dip.
Early in the morning, just about 6 o'clock, the grease man hits the airwaves and he plays that classic rock. Big boy in the morning, trying to wake you up. Nino picks a tune out and he pulls out all the stops. Down on the corner, all across D.C., it's Nino in the morning, turn on and tap your feet.
One more time.
Every weekday morning on D.C. 101, it's Nino Grease Finale, turn him on and have some fun.
That's me. Oh, yeah, buddy. You came with a good time, too, because now I'm really going to spill my guts. It's about 2 minutes after 9 o'clock, 4321101.
Turn him out.